Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir's English Podcast. Press release, 5th of August, 2024, is the people's uprising against the tyrant and the tyrannical rule, which is still ongoing. The so-called July Declaration is a document of betrayal of the pro-US political parties to destroy the people's uprising. The people in extreme despair passed 1 year since the fall of Hasina, in a mass uprising against the tyrannical Hasina and the oppressive regime on August 5th, 2025. Because after the fall of tyrant Hasina, the agents of USA and power-hungry political parties have taken the grip to determine the fate of the people and created obstacles in the implementation of the hopes and aspirations of the people and have continued their evil attempts to hijack the uprising. The so-called July Declaration is a shameless step of this evil attempt. The people have rejected the slavery of the USA and the political circus with hatred. Far from reflecting the expectation of the people, this July Declaration does not even acknowledge the events like the Indian conspiracy in Tulkana and the genocide of the Islam-loving people in Shapla Chatar. 71, 75, 90 are their references through which the face of the ruling class has changed, but the fate of the people has not changed because the overall system of governance has not changed. In fact, it has been formulated to preserve the continuity of the current secular capitalist system and to accept the hegemony of the USA and its regional henchman India. The people also had to witness that the traitorous leadership of the anti-discrimination movement, who claimed to be the leader of the student movement, were in Cox Bazar on the day of the July Declaration, having a celebratory party with Peter Haas. قَاتَلَهُمُ اللَّهُ أَنَّا يُؤْفَكُونَ. They are the enemy, so beware of them. May Allah destroy them. How are they deluded? Surah Munafiqun 4. We would like to remind intellectuals and politicians who are suffering from the fever of democracy that democracy itself is a dictatorship because it gives the people sovereign power. You must know that Abraham Lincoln, considered the greatest democratic president in the world, suspended civil laws in some areas in 1861 and emerged as a dictator by violating the Constitution in 1862. He suspended habeas corpus and imprisoned 13,000 Copperhead Democrats under martial law because they opposed the war. When the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court declared these actions of Lincoln unconstitutional, Lincoln issued an arrest warrant for the 84-year-old Chief Justice. It is clear from this incident that no matter how much the balance of power is reformed by bringing about reforms in the current system, the ruling elites remain at the center of power, and their colonialist masters, the Americans, will support them as long as they can sit over the people. If the people overthrow the ruling elites through an uprising, the Americans will again hijack the people's movement by making empty promises of democracy. This reality has been witnessed by the people of this country for decades. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يُرِيدُونَ أَن يَتَحَاكَمُوا إِلَى الطَّاغُوتِ وَقَدْ أُمِرُوا أَن يَكْفُرُوا بِهِ وَيُرِيدُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَن يُضِلَّهُمْ ضَلَالًا بَعِيدًا. They wished to refer legislation to Taghut while they were commanded to reject it, and Satan wishes to lead them far astray. An-Nisa 60. The people of this country have also witnessed democratic rule, so one of the demands of the people after the popular uprising was to throw away the secular constitution and establish an Islamic constitution. The interim government, including the U.S. loyal political parties, have openly taken a stand against Islam and Muslims by labeling the demand for the establishment of a glorious Khilafah, Caliphate, as extremism and giving their commitment to confronting extremism to the USA. Far from strengthening the country's military to confront the enemy country, India, they have rather given birth to the Pulkana tragedy. In fact, India is one of the US allies in the Indo-Pacific region. So the pro-US political parties are adopting their kneeling policy towards India. The people of this country have turned their backs on democracy and this treacherous political parties, and uniting in the struggle to establish the Islamic system, i.e. Khilafah Caliphate. Only the upcoming Khilafah system will establish an Islamic constitution, ensure the just rights of the people, and liberate the country from the domination of the Kafir colonialists, America, and consider India an enemy state and uproot all Indian influence, foothold from this country. فَإِمَّا يَأْتِيَنَّكُمْ مِنِّي هُدًى فَمَنِ اتَّبَعَ هُدَايَ فَلَا يَضِلُّ وَلَا يَشْقَى. Then whoever follows my guidance will neither go astray in the world nor suffer in the hereafter. Taha 123, Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir in Wilaya, Bangladesh.